We got now, we'll take up House Bill number 1019. That's the committee on, for to revise certain provisions related to livestock brands and livestock ownership inspection. And
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Welcome.
I'm Bob Gadd with the State Brand Board, and I do have a friendly amendment to 1019. I believe that.
Fair enough. If you want to pass that out, it's coming on. Okay. Have we all had a chance to look at the amendment? If we have a motion would be in order to amend, and so we can discuss it. And Van Gerpen moves the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Representative Frisley. Yeah, go ahead and discuss the amendment and the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment was strictly an oversight on my part, which will take the language basically from the Section 5, which we intend to repeal, and put that language into the previous Section 4020-29. It merely allows for a person or a slaughter plant to go ahead and slaughter some cattle, livestock, prior to a live inspection. This happens occasionally when there's a little slaughter plant in a town, like we'll use example of Belle Fourche, and they have a auction market the same day, and the people bring some cattle into the slaughter plant. There's not an inspector available to go inspect them live. This language that is currently in 4022-6 allows them to go and inspect the hide after the animal is in the carcass form. It just moves that part of the law to the previous section. I hope that's clear, and I certainly will try to answer any questions if it isn't.
Any questions for explanation? Anybody have a question that you don't understand or whatever?
Further comment would be, you know, in the case of in the summertime, sometimes an animal will be hurt, and it, the owner will find it and take it immediately to the slaughter plant for processing and to expedite the salvage of that animal, beef and such. He wants to get it slaughtered and hang up as fast as he can. And so this will allow him to inspect the hide after the fact rather than alive. Mm-hmm. We prefer, of course, and the inspectors do too, to prefer inspect them live, but in such situations, that just doesn't occur. So this will accommodate that need.
Go ahead and explain the rest of the bill, okay. If you know.
Well, 1019, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, is a little cleanup bill that we feel needs to be taken care of. Section 1, we just are adding a new subdivision to the part that would define processing in a little slaughter plants or any slaughter plants to cut and wrap livestock carcass for human consumption. It's just an addition to our definition section. The other section, section 2, 4019.3, it takes the down in line 14 and removes the word figure and inserts number. Figure brands are brands that are represent certain objects, like a bottle, a boot, a moon, a star, and those kinds of things, which are no longer recordable under our brand laws. So in order to make this section read consistent with others, we wanted to insert the word number in verses of the word figure. And that's for sheep brands, basically. But it would be consistent with hot iron brands on cattle and such. And then at the on page 2, line 5, it just inserted the word a sheep brand rather than just a brand. It identifies more clearly that what we're talking about here is a sheep brand. In section 3 of the bill, we're asking that on line 12 and 13 that we delete those requirements there. The 5 head or less bill of sale that we want to use would be a single copy of form. There were some problems with the multiple copies, even though the 3 copies were identified at the bottom. Where does this copy go and where does that copy go? There were many times when the wrong copy went to the wrong people and they kept the wrong copy, and here comes a guy with the wrong copy and he tries to clear the animal. And so it's just, we feel, and the inspection end of it has certainly had some problems there, that we'll just make it a one copy form and it's for proof of ownership. So we're asking that those that be deleted from the law. Then, of course, Section 4 is the amendment that we just talked about, and I had replacing some words there. Clean up words, slaughtering and processing, to slaughter or process. And then, of course, with the amendment that we're considering here, we'll be inserting on line 1 that amendment. That would allow us to repeal the next section, 4022.6, because everything is covered in the previous section then, and it's kind of a duplication to have it in two places. The final section, section 6, deals with persons slaughtering or processing livestock outside the ownership inspection area. Now, the new language would require those establishments to provide the names and dates of 2 law officers of persons who have delivered or suspected of delivering livestock for slaughter purposes that have originated from within the inspection area, and it removes the penalty. We feel, our attorney's advised us, that it would be difficult to penalize an establishment outside of the inspection area when he hasn't done anything with his job. The penalty would be on the person who leaves the area, of course, and that's covered in another section without an inspection. And so it's, again, it just takes some language out and asks that those establishments would cooperate if an officer went there and asked, "Is Joe Blow brought anything here from so-and-so?" And we've not had a major problem in their cooperation, but it does make the law more friendly and removes the penalty that's in there now. And Mr. Chairman, that's a very brief and quick review, but I'm happy to try to answer any questions if the committee may have.
Representative Roden has a quick question. Go ahead.
Do you want the question now?
Well, if it's for explanation, if it helps that, we'll go ahead. Otherwise, we'll take other proponents at the time. Any other proponents? Any opponents? Proponents?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Larry Gabriel, your Secretary of Agriculture. I sit here in support of the bill, but I surely would encourage you to pass the pending amendment to the bill. I think that that amendment is very necessary. This has happened to me twice over the years. One time we were team roping late in the evening and accidentally broke a leg on a roping steer that happened to weigh about 850-900 pounds. And if we wouldn't have had the opportunity to have that animal butchered, he would have probably had to suffer it all night. The way it was, we got him immediately pulled into a horse trailer. 15 minutes later, he was at the packing plant in Phillip and put out of his misery. And we had meat then that we could put on a big barbecue that fall and invite all the community again. And we turned that unfortunate incident into somewhat of a benefit. And then another time, when on a Sunday, I found a young bull with a broken leg. And I roped that bull, got him pulled into my horse trailer, got him hauled into Wall on a Sunday afternoon, and the guy that owned the locker plant, I mean, he wasn't enthused about killing a bull on Sunday, but he did. But had we had to have gotten an inspector there, Again, it would have created a hardship, and that animal would have either been had to have been disposed of or suffered all night, and still maybe a large amount of that carcass would have been disposed of. I think the amendment helps accomplish what the brand board wants to do and makes it more workable for those of us who are producers and unfortunately have these accidents occur when we need to try to salvage that meat. So I would encourage you to pass the amendment and then go on and pass the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Any opponents to it? Any questions? Representative Roden.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a couple questions for Mr. Gadd. I had several questions, just some clarification and on the definitions concerning these brands in Section 2. First of all, on line 14, the change from a single letter or figure. Now, I understand the current law that you no longer record figures like a mitten or a star or certain figures like that, but there are still, to my recollection, there are still figures that are legal recordable brands, such as a Hart or a Milliron. Well, would this exclude those brands by changing, because a Hart is not a, it's not a number, it is a figure.
No, in the, Mr. Chairman, no, in our definitions, in our laws, there the Hart and the Milliron are not classified as a symbol or a figure brand. They're outlined in the other section what brands are recordable. This would not change anything that is current and valid now. It just defines that the figure brand for purposes of a sheep brand will be a number or any other recordable brand.
I understand, but are there currently sheep brands that are include a Hart or a Milliron?
Yes, sir, there are. And that would not preclude anything.
So, but wouldn't this say, it'll change it to say a single letter or number brand is recordable for sheep. So wouldn't that say that a Hart brand would no longer be recordable?
It certainly was not the intent, and I don't think it does, because another section of the laws define what is recordable for sheep, cattle, and horses and mules.
Representative Jensen.
Bob, wouldn't they be grandfathered in? If you have an established brand with a figure, you don't have to get rid of that as long as you've had it for years.
That's correct.
Does that take care of your?
No, I understand that you won't if somebody lets a figure brand like a mitten or whatever lapse, that you won't re-record that. But is that your intent for this, that you will no longer record a Hart brand or a Milliron brand for sheep?
No, that's not the intent at all.
But wouldn't that be the effect?
It just changes the connotation from a figure meaning a mitten or something. Milliron's and Hart's are recordable symbols, for clarification.
But a symbol isn't included. It says a letter or a number, nothing about a symbol.
But anything, any new brands, this would only apply to new brands, that's correct. So if you were wanting to put a mitten for a sheep brand, you're correct. It would not be allowed, a mitten for a sheep brand.
How about a Hart or a Milliron?
Hearts are recordable. Milliron's are recordable.
Are they called a letter or a number? Because that's
they're
all
defined in the, they're defined as Milliron's, Hart's, diamonds in the statute. I don't want to be confused or try to confuse. In the statute, another section there says what are these are recordable brands, and it lists them numbers 2 through 9, A through Z, excluding Q, and these various marks, Hearts, diamonds, Milliron's, and things like that. Those are recordable brands.
And I always understood that those, the Hart, Milliron, diamond, all those were considered a figure.
Well, in the law, they are defined as a recordable brand. You could argue the point whether it's a figure, the Hart is a figure or not, but it's in the other statute of the law, it does set forth those as being recordable brands.
Secretary Gabriel maybe has a comment or two, could clear some of this up.
Mr. Chairman, and I would ask Representative Roden and the rest of the committee to refer up in the bill to the last sentence of section, the first paragraph of section 2, starting on line 11. However, presently recorded brands are valid as long as fees are paid and there's no conflict with board policy. I think that is what Mr. Gadd is saying. As long as you keep that brand registered, you don't have any problem. It's grandfathered in. But if you let that brand lapse, or if I want to come in and get a sheep brand, then I have to follow and have a single letter or a number. I could not have a heart. But if I've currently got the heart registered as a sheep brand, I can have it as long as I keep the fees paid. I think that's the way they're going to...
Mr. Chairman, that's what Bob had said, but he also said that it wasn't their intent to preclude or to exclude heart brands from being recordable in the future. So that's where the where I don't quite make the connection, because if this what you said is exactly right, if you let that brand lapse, then you can't re-record it on cattle brands, and I understand that. But if that's not your intent, it looks to me like that's what this law does, is exclude those brands from being recorded in the future, a heart or a mill iron or symbols or figures like that. There's no provision in here to allow for those brands. And if that's...
We, Mr. Chairman, the sheep industry, and of course even in the cattle and horse brands, hearts are a recordable figure for that example. They are allowed in our mill irons and diamonds and things like that. So I would, it's not that we're going to eliminate somebody registering a single heart for a sheep, because under the law, that is a recordable brand. And I understand your point saying we're talking about it for a single letter here for sheep. But the figure brand is just hard to define, the word figure. And we felt that the word number would be more clarification there.
I think something we have to look at here, a single letter, or it tells you what is recordable. It doesn't say that the other things are not recordable. This is recordable. And I think there's necessarily, this is not necessarily inclusive, that all inclusive, that that's the only thing that's recordable. But that is recordable. And there may be other things recordable, and I think that's covered in the next paragraph above.
And perhaps the when we deal with sheep brands, you can use a single letter, say, whereas with cattle and horse brands, it takes a combination of two or no less, no more than three.
But you can't put one number on a cow and call it a brand, but you can on a sheep.
That's right.
I think that's the point of this.
That's the point, and I hope that the...
Representative Van Gerpen's got a question.
Mr. Gadd, just a little clarification. On page 3 of the printed bill, basically two questions. You're deleting lines in Section 5, lines 8, 9, 10, and 11. And I noticed that in line 9, it has, or have the hides available for inspection with ears, tails attached, including all brands, tattoos, and earmarks. And we're dropping that from our amendment. Is that significant, or is that not necessary?
We don't believe so, Representative, because a hide will have those marks on. You know, if there's going to be a tail, there'll be a tail. If there's a a tattoo, it'll be in the lip. You know, but this is it's not. I think it was overkill when they listed all those things. And a hide is a hide, and I don't think they're going to. It's got to have to match the carcass. That's all there is to it.
And the second question, Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Go ahead.
If we were to have at the same time, and I appreciate Mr. Gabriel's explanation there, I think it's a very valid point we need to make here, but if there were two or three animals brought in at the same time, is there any possibility of confusion of carcasses with the hides?
I talked to the chief inspector yesterday and raised that question, and he said there isn't, because they mark those carcasses and the hide, to which, you know, the carcass is A and the hide is A. So when the inspector comes, it has to be a system that can identify, you're right, with the carcass to the hide.
Any other questions? Representative Jensen.
Thank you. Good morning. Just for my own clarification,
upon times cattle have been stolen, brought into a processing plant and dropped off. In your other laws, do they have to maintain these until they are inspected, or is there a period of time at which they can no longer hold them, or how do you deal with that situation?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the process is that if I were to bring a stolen animal into a slaughter plant, before it's disposed of, in the brand inspection area we're talking about, I have to provide that person with an inspection. He will not slaughter that animal, or if he does slaughter it, he holds the hide until an inspection is made. Did I stop too quick? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In the case that Mr. Gabriel brought forward, brings in an animal that says he's injured or something, we need to kill him. Are we assured that that hide is inspected down the road?
Yes, there has to be an inspection on that hide before they release that carcass to the owner. I mean, that inspection certificate or the certificate of inspection of the hide is part of that record.
Any other further questions? Representative Roden.
Mr. Chairman, I just had a brief question just to, for an explanation on line 11.
Which page?
On page 1, line 11. It says, including new split brands. It spells out what is what are unrecordable brands, including new split brands. What is a split brand? And what's your definition of a split brand?
Split brand is brand ABC, registered for the shoulder, rib, and hip. Years and years ago, that was a way to go. They wanted to put, if they didn't think they could see it on their shoulder, they'd have ABC or whatever it was. Multiple locations registered under the same registration.
Any further questions? If not, we're going to open it to the committee for discussion and or action. And we have a pending amendment that we need to be disposed of first. Any discussion? The amendment has been moved, and if there's no discussion on it, Secretary, all in favor say aye. We don't need that.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Amendment's carried. Now we're on to the bill. Any further discussion on the bill, on House Bill 1019? If not, the motion's in order for action. Mr. Representative Van Gerpen moved pass. Second. Hargens. Any further discussion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Redford.
Nay.
Grizzly.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kochek.
Aye.
Hitz.
Aye.
Roden.
Nay.
Sixtet.
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Lentz?
Aye.
Duenwald?
Aye.
11-2.
Passed 11-2.